Yes, we have a gentleman in the back.
Hi, Bill.
Thank you, Rick. Now, I think the title, Let the Bum Find Us, is a little provocative, and probably that's why the term was used in the title, to get us to read it. And I suppose sometimes it's not too easy at a meeting to reach out to someone who comes in reeking of alcohol, unshaven, unkempt, and everything else. But like you say, Rick, this is another human being that's simply suffering from alcoholism. In most cases, we don't really know where that person's come from, how far down they've gone. This brings up another topic too, something about specialized groups and that may possibly isolate themselves and close other suffering souls out of their circle. Would you care to comment on that, John?
Special groups.
I want equal time.
You want equal time? You want equal time now or later?
I have
a distinct opinion about special groups. I think they're needed. They're needed for special situations where doctors or lawyers want to get into this fellowship and cannot at the beginning break their anonymity for legal reasons. I see other special groups. I think ladies groups. But unless that person sometime or other gets out of that little special group and gets down there where the other drunks are, and gets out around and sees what's happening. Now, he has a very myopic look at what the hell AA is. And answer that question, that young man in the back there, you know, about breaking your anonymity. When I'm asked if I, you know, if it comes up, if I'm a recovered alcoholic, yes. But I try very hard to tell him how sick I was and how well I am now, and it was only through AA. It's not because I'm a college graduate, that I'm white, and that I work for a big insurance company that finally got smart and sober. I got sober because I went to AA, and I got sober because I was sick enough to go to AA. Really. I always put the message that I was sick, that I had an illness. And I didn't get sober just because I was a college graduate that finally straightened up. You know, they thought I drank because I was a college graduate, too smart. But I am sober today because of AA, because Bob McPherson said to me that sobriety gives the alcoholic a chance to be the person he's supposed to be, not the person he wants to be. I had that confused at the beginning. Or the person I'd like to be, I had that confused. But the person I'm supposed to be, I'm not sure I like that. But really, I tell my story, and I tell my story as a recovered alcoholic who was sick. And I had an illness, and it was threefold. And I got well because of the first three steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's where I got my sobriety. The fourth and on are a personal journey, because that's when you have to look at yourself. But I got sober because of the first three steps in this program. Rebuttal time.
No. Huh? You crossed me up. You listened to me Monday night, didn't you?
Inside joke.
I would like to set a little ground rule, if you will, on special groups as the AA General Service Board sees it. We do not recognize any meeting as an AA group unless any and all alcoholics are welcome to attend, regardless of race, creed, color, or sex. We respect their right to be a meeting, but they are not recognized as an AA group if they are limited to one kind of person: women only, men only, under 40 only, whatever. However, we too recognize the need for these meetings, and certainly it's an AA meeting in every respect, but they do limit it to certain people. I think the cutest one I've heard of in a long time is up in the area I live, where they wanted to have a non-smokers meeting, and they've done it very well. They talked about it, and they have the first half hour, they ask you not to smoke, they break, and you have coffee, and you can go outside and smoke, and then come back for the next half hour, and please don't smoke. And they call it a very nice name, No Butts About It. And that's good, because it takes the edge off. You see, if we tell someone they can't do something, they damn well will. But if we leave it up to their good sense and a little humor, they'll go along with it. So there, we say that we're all the same. We all have the same illness. But we do have to recognize that some people have a little extra hang-up, and you smooth the feathers till you get them acquainted with what AA is all about, and they'll usually, the Dirty Dozen group usually find their way to an AA meeting eventually. They're the executive type in this area. They have a special meeting for them, and many good members of AA have come from that beginning. The lawyers are finding the same thing. Thank God they are doing something about alcoholism. I think when they found out in the Los Angeles area that there are 20,000 lawyers with a drinking problem, and a number of judges sitting on the bench bombed, they felt that it was time to do something. And they do it very simply by calling the person up and saying, now we have no authority, but it has come to our attention that you are drinking quite a bit, that you've been using clients' funds, that you have been asleep in the back room when your secretary says you're in conference, And you know, this is reflects a bad image on the legal profession. Now, we have no authority, but if you agree with this and do something about it, why, we'll be very glad. And we have several recommendations, AA being one. But if you don't do anything, why, as you know, your name might be brought to the grievance committee of the Bar Association, and they do have the authority to disbar you. It's a gun in the back approach. It's what business and industry uses, but it's effective. So there are needs, and John, I'm so glad you came around.
I went to a Dirty Dozen meeting. One. They talked about tolerance.
Yes, this lady over here in the red dress.
Maybe I was going to the lady I forgot. Lucille. I've been attending Women's Variety meetings too, only. And they recommend that when their program is about drinking again. And
I wasn't.
I wondered if you were recommending this for women.
No, I'm saying why. I asked myself why. As a woman in AA, why? Why is it necessary, you know, for this? Their program is based on 13 steps. I came away from there feeling very badly that this has happened, you know. And I still feel that way.
I misunderstood you. I thought you were
promoting it? No. No, I was saying as an AA, as a woman in AA, why? Because, you know, when I came to my first AA meeting, we were even in lesser number. There's a few of you here that were there, and we were really in the minority. I mean, it's beautiful to see so many women here today. It really is. I think it's terrific. And I just think what I want you to do is, what I hope you would do is go away from here and think about that. Think about, you know, our role as AA women, where could we do more than we're doing to help other women? I think, as I said, you know, women try a different route to find answers rather than coming to AA, and I ask myself why, and hope that you would do the same. Thank you. No.
I think so. Gentleman over here had a question.
My name is Marvin Robinson, and I'm an alcoholic.
I am Marvin.
I'm from Park, Maryland. The title up there, as I interpret it, is not AA. 12 steps says that I am to try to carry the message to the alcoholic. Their tradition says our primary purpose is to carry the message to the alcoholic. My responsibility to carry the message. It's not his responsibility to come seek me out. As I interpret the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. We have someone. Cynthia, would you care to comment?
This happens to be my pet baby. My name is Cynthia Pyfield, and I'm an alcoholic in PI Cambridge, Connecticut. Let the Bum Find Us is an article I was confused about. I read it in the grapevine. That is misleading, so do read it. Because it is named that way on purpose, I think, to draw our attention to reading it. Because that attitude does pervade in AA a great deal. And the gal, and it happens to be a gal in California who wrote it, is remarking on that general attitude in AA. Not, I don't mean obviously, but I mean that we do have this of, we can't go out and help somebody else unless they come to us. Are you going to wait till they stumble up your front steps, or are you going to reach your hand out? And this is the whole point in the article. She is pointing at some of us members as a whole not reaching out. So you have to read it. That's why it's her worded that way. That's not what she means. She means the reverse of Let the Bum Find Us. She's talking to us AA. Are we reaching out?
We had a couple of hands over here. This gentleman over here, please. Yes, you, sir.
Hi, Wally. Yes, it is great. This is the and I too am a very home meeting, which I consider a home meeting. Over 50% of that meeting consists of our body fitness. And we watch each other quite closely because we're there about it. However, I feel this way about the female alcoholic, that if they have a relapse, they will call for a good person who they have trusted, who they call their father. And they will cry. And they will say, yes, with them. And they will do all kinds of things. The person they call, and will call another friend, very close to them. And the alcoholic that has the relapse will then call that person. And it's a round robin. This is on a local group of patients. I'm talking down to the guy. And before you know it, there are about six females in the end. And now, who do you believe?
Are you being chauvinistic, Wally? We just have a couple of minutes left. We just have, thank you, Wally. Excuse me. We just have a couple minutes left. This gentleman over here in the back. Yes. Hello, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. I'm sorry, but we don't have any time for any more questions. I want to thank Bob, Lucille, and John C. for being on this panel. I hope all of you have found this somewhat constructive and possibly a little provocative. I think we found that to be true, and I hope each of you have a good weekend. Enjoy the convention.